Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to an SEC filing, Elon Musk completed his bid to take Twitter private. Its stock will be delisted from the New York Stock Exchange on November 8th. As part of the acquisition, Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, CFO Ned Segal, its chief policy officer, general counsel, and chief customer officer were fired. Musk is expected to share more information on his plan for Twitter with employees later on October 28th. YouTube began rolling out changes to how video content will appear on channel pages. These will now be split into three different tabs: videos for typical long-form content, shorts, and live, showing past, current, and upcoming live streams. Users watching shorts videos that navigate to a creator's channel will go directly to the new shorts tab. Microsoft announced an upcoming Windows 11 Insider Preview build will support PhoneLink, which will allow for launching a hotspot on selected paired smartphones directly from a laptop. The feature will initially be limited to Samsung Galaxy devices running One UI 4.1.1 or higher, so the Galaxy S21 and S22, for example. Apple informed MacRumors that it paused ads related to gambling and a few other categories, preventing them from appearing on app pages. Apple added more locations for ads to show up in its App Store, causing some developers to complain about their listings appearing next to gambling ads. TechCrunch's sources say Xiaomi discontinued its Mi Pay and Mi Credit financial services in India. Mi Pay is also no longer listed as an app able to use India's UPI payments network. Xiaomi launched Mi Pay in India in March 2019, claiming it had 20 million registered users by the end of that year. The government of India is considering legislation that would require all messaging apps to redirect messages to state officers in cases of emergency. India has also implied that apps like Signal are already not in compliance with its current rules on the ability to see messages. The Verge's Nilay Patel asked Signal CEO Meredith Whitaker if a government in the world says, in order to operate in our country, we want the keys to your encryption, would you just walk? Whitaker said, yes, we would walk. We will not hand over the keys to our encryption. We will not break the encryption. In fact, with the way we are built, we don't have access to those keys. In its Q4, Apple earned $1.29 per share on record revenue of $90.15 billion, up 8.1% of the year. Both beat analyst estimates. Revenue was buoyed by strong growth in its Mac business, up 25.39% to $11.51 billion. While iPhone revenue grew 9.67% on the year, it missed analyst estimates with $42.63 billion. Services and iPad revenue also missed analyst estimates, with iPad revenue down 13% of the year to $7.17 billion. In Q3, Intel earned 59 cents per share on revenue of $15.34 billion, down 15% on the year, but beating analyst estimates. Its network and edge segment was the only one to see revenue growth, up 14% to $2.27 billion. Data center and AI was down 27% in the year to $4.21 billion, while its client computing group, which includes PC chips, fell 17% to $8.12 billion. And now it's Amazon's turn for underwhelming Q3 financials. It earned 28 cents per share on revenue up 15% in the year to $127.10 billion, below analyst estimates. AWS generated $20.5 billion, up 27.5%, but its slowest rate of year-over-year growth since 2014. The unit's operating income of $5.4 billion accounted for all of Amazon's overall $2.53 billion profit. Its ad business grew 25% in the year to $9.55 billion in revenue. The analysts at Counterpoint Research report that global smartphone shipments declined 12% in the year in Q3 to 301 million units. Among the top five OEMs, only Apple grew shipments on the year, up 2% to 48.8 million units. Samsung remained the market share leader, with shipments down 8% in the year, although up 5% from Q2. Spotify has changed how it handles audiobooks in its iOS app. Previously, when you found a book you might want to buy, you could tap on a button to email you a link to buy the book. Apple objected to this, but has agreed to let Spotify show the words, "You can't buy audiobooks in the app. We know it's not ideal." With the launch of its new Security Hub website, Apple revealed that its security bug bounty program paid out nearly $20 million in total payments since launching in 2020. Product bugs received an average payout of $40,000, with 20 separate awards of over $100,000 for high-impact issues. The company also opened applications for its Apple Security Research Device program, which provides an iPhone exclusively dedicated to security research. Earlier this week, NVIDIA confirmed to The Verge it began investigating reports of melting power cables on RTX 4090 cards. Now, Igor's Lab, formerly Tom's Hardware Germany, reports that NVIDIA notified add-in card partners to send back RTX 4090 GPUs impacted by melted 16-pin power connectors for failure analysis. LEGO announced it will discontinue its Mindstorms robotics lineup at the end of 2022. It guaranteed support for Mindstorms mobile apps used to control and program robots until the end of 2024. LEGO first debuted Mindstorms in 1998. And finally, Microsoft Corporate Vice President of Office Group Joe Belfiore announced his retirement. He worked at Microsoft for 32 years, starting with the Windows 95 team. He co-led and served as the public face for Windows Phone Division from 2009 to 2013. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.